create a plan to manage your stress, because life will throw many twists, turns at you, and you will be little Kimming your way through everything, trying to dodge every little thing. What's happening here? Hi, angels. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome to my channel. We have gotten a couple more subscribers here. We are very much in line with our next goal of 200K, guys. I know that we could do it, because after 130, it's like basically 150. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to watch me today, to watch any of my videos on any day. I love you guys more than you'll ever know. For those of you that don't know me, hello, my name is Aisha Christina. Welcome to the A-Team, babe. Guys, this is Unbothered Part 2. Unbothered Part 1 did beyond my expectations. I mean, wow. I kind of had a twist to how I wanted to discuss this. So this is the unbothered personal development approach. 5 ways to be unbothered in your everyday life. Because I know we talk a lot about dating on here, and that will never change. But it's also important to know how to incorporate these tips into your everyday life. So to begin with, there are many things in life that we get all up in arms about. So I've been thinking about unpacking what it takes to discover myself, to help people discover their selves and their purpose and things of that nature. And also taking the time out to prioritize the things that I am passionate about. And I want to make note of the fact that when you are in your passion and when you find your purpose, you will find yourself to be unbothered in more ways than none. So boom, here we are going to discuss how to cultivate being unbothered in your everyday life. Determine what you can control. Take a minute to examine the things that you have control over. There will be many situations, many things that happen to you, just and unjust. Please believe me when I tell you. This process of self-discovery is hard. It's tedious. For a reason, I say this 1,000 times, it's not easy, but you have to do it. You cannot prevent a storm from coming, but you can prepare for it. You can't control how someone else behaves, but you can control how you react. And recognize that sometimes all you can control is your effort and your attitude. So when you put your energy into things that you can control, you will be more effective and proactive in your life at being unbothered. Because think about a time where you were busy, someone may have called you with some nonsense, and you're just, I don't have the bandwidth nor the mental capacity to even tap in to what it is that you're saying, because I can't care. I have a lot going on right now. I'm focused right now. I don't want to get into the zone with that. Stop trying to fix people. Stop trying to fix people. Please. Please take my advice on this. There will be people that you love, the guys that you want to be with, friends that you deeply care about. You will see their issues. You will want to help them because you are coming from a place of love. We all, as human beings, want to see the people that we care about, that you know, that we love, do better, be healthy. But we have to have the understanding that everyone is on their own path. And it's difficult to really actually accept that. All of these things are easier said than done. Believe me when I tell you, especially as it pertains to all of our relationships, it's very difficult to not get so invested in someone else's issues. It's hard to unsubscribe to someone's issues when you care about them, but you have your own stuff going on. Think about this. I'm guaranteeing right now, if you're watching this, it's for a reason. I'm guaranteeing that this is a sign that you definitely need to see this. We need to understand our influence. So yes, we can influence things in a certain direction, in a certain way, but never force things to go your way. Please believe me when I tell you from experience, force tactics don't work. They don't work on me. They don't work on you. Think about a time where someone, a friend, a parent, anyone has forced you to do something, whether that may be passive aggressively or even, you know, outright aggressively and forthcoming. It doesn't make you want to do it anymore. Even if it's something that you're supposed to be doing, nobody likes forced tactics. No one. And it's also equally as important to not fix people that don't want to be fixed. Because, whoa, ho, that is very huge. We get so sucked into other people's problems, and these people don't want help. They don't. You could be absolutely 100% right, and someone will still not see your perspective. That individual will still have an opinion of you that is false. And there's nothing you can do to change it. And it's hurtful, but it happens. So what? Be unbothered. I tried. I gave it my all. I'm done. And be okay with that. Part of growing into yourself, discovering yourself, is having the understanding that you may be right about something and it's still not enough. You will really care and put yourself out on a limb for someone, and it's still not enough. So all this giving and investing that we're doing, putting into other people, and we're ignoring ourselves. We need to be unbothered in our everyday lives by focusing on our purpose and our passion and instantly dropping and aborting mission for whatever doesn't work and not trying to keep tapping in continuously, circling the drain. Because I get it. First time you learn, it's not enough. Second time you learn, let's try it again. Third time you learn, okay, let's chill. Let's reel it in now. Fourth, fifth, sixth time, to infinity and beyond. We have to stop. Stop trying to fix people. This is major in being unbothered in your everyday life. Let whoever do whatever. Let people do what they want to do so you could see what they would rather do. You're not wrong for maybe wanting to share your, you know, perspective on something that somebody you care about, maybe doing something that you don't approve of, or maybe you want to help them, but also don't demonize them for being differently or behaving differently than you do. Because we tend to do that too. Oh, I can't believe this person doing it. Even if the individual's wrong, let them be wrong. Let life teach people. Life is the biggest teacher of all. Let life do it. If you know that you're right about something, whatever is in the dark will come to the light. And people that are victims, people that are extremely jaded, they always, always push away people that are more pure. And they invite darkness into themselves. They invite chaos into themselves. And they have an extreme cognitive dissonance from what it is that they're doing. They don't see it. They don't see that they're repeating the pattern. Because what it does is it enables them to continue to be jaded. And this is why I act like this. And this is why I believe this and that. They don't really want change. Because to cultivate change, you have to start at some point with a clean slate. Stop trying to fix people. Identify your fears. What are you afraid of? What happens if something doesn't go your way? Why are you so emotionally invested in someone, something, to the point of it controlling your every decision and taking up so much emotional real estate? And again, I know that this is easier said than done, but you have to stop. The only way out is through. Almost all of the time. Identifying these fears will allow you to strategize so that you don't allow your emotions to control you and fold with unfavorable outcomes. I mean, to master this is something that I'm still working on. Being attached to nothing and connected to everything. Yes. Attached to nothing, connected to everything. Oh, that didn't really go my way. Okay, that's fine. And at first, you're not really going to think of things that way. You're going to be like, no, that really bothered me. This is this and this and this. This is adulthood, baby. This is growth, honey. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? It's up to you. Not everyone's going to agree with your perspective. Not everyone's going to do what you expect them to do. Everyone is in their own head thinking of what they need to do for themselves. And this is not to be pessimistic and say everyone is selfish, but naturally, people are more self-serving because we all are trying to do what's best for ourselves. But of course, there has to be a balance in all the things that we do. We shouldn't do everything out of selfish gain. However, for the most part, fundamentally, we are all trying to survive life, get through life, and at best, do it without hurting others, without stepping on other people, without demonizing other people for not believing in what we believe in or doing things in the way that we want or not forgiving people because they didn't do what we expected them to do. Because a lot of these things say way more about us than it does of other people. People are gonna disappoint you. It's life. You can't escape without these heartaches and heartbreaks. This is where the character is built. This is where your self-esteem is built because you need to be tried. You need to be tested to see if you can endure. This is how you become wise. What are you afraid of? Nobody likes rejection. Nobody. I don't care who you are. Nobody likes rejection. No one wants to invest their time being friends with someone and it doesn't work out. No one wants to invest their time on a project and their manager doesn't even give it the time of day. Nobody wants to be in a relationship and figure out that this person wasn't who they thought they were. Nobody wants to do that. But all we can do is move forward and move on. So ask yourself, what happens if this doesn't go my way? How can I train my brain to genuinely be okay with these unfavorable outcomes, if there are any? Create a plan to manage your stress because life will throw many twists, turns at you and you will be little Kimming your way through everything, trying to dodge every little thing. What's happening here? I'm scared. Exercising, eating healthy, getting plenty of sleep. These are just a few easy, free things that you need to do to take care of yourself. And I understand we all channel our stress in different ways. For me, exercise is a very emotional thing. I do enjoy exercising and channeling my stress, my frustrations in that way. Do I do it 100% of the time? No, but I do resort to that most of the time. Figure out how to manage your stress because sometimes we like to tap back on in to whatever is hurting us, trying to analyze that when, let's be honest here, we have things that we need to work on for ourselves, but it's all too easy and much more satisfying to our ego to figure out, well, why did she say that at the board meeting? I don't even understand what she meant by that. And, well, I don't understand why he's not texting me back, but he watched my story. Like, all these things that don't, what about you? What about you? I think it's important to find healthy stress relievers, like meditation, learning a new hobby, or even spending time with your family, your friends. And you have to make the time to manage your stress so that you can operate more efficiently. You have to, because you never know when it's gonna happen. You never always know how it's going to happen, but it will happen. Pay attention to your stress level and notice how you cope with distress. Do you resort to overeating? Do you shut down? That's my method. I tend to shut down. And I believe that's because I, in a happy state, I am so, you know, extroverted and, you know, outgoing and things of that nature. So when I am going through stress, I tend to shut everything down and I just need the solitude to myself. And you have to identify this so that you can eliminate the unhealthy coping mechanisms like complaining or drinking too much. What is your vice? Because you can't change it if you don't address it. And a lot of the times you're gonna realize in this journey of self-discovery, being a quality queen, being refined, that some people live their lives permanently numbing themselves. They never tap in. And that just shows how deep their pain really is. Because I am such a reflective person and I love people and I'm always trying to understand people and what makes them how they are, I look at situations so much more different now. I don't jump to anger initially because I'm able to identify where this person is coming from to the best of my ability, on why they did what they did, why they reacted the way that they did, why they perceived a certain situation the way that they did, why we are miscommunicating the way that we are. And you start to separate that from what's actually being done. And you start to almost, I don't want to say pity, but you start to have more empathy for the individual that created the offense. Figure out where you are giving your energy. Where are you giving your energy that could be placed elsewhere? So if you are someone that is easily angered and annoyed, that usually stems from a deeper issue. And you will start to hate yourself and resent yourself. And overall, this is going to affect and be reflected in all of your dynamics. It's so simple to go where you're celebrated and do things that you genuinely love to do. But because life is full of twists and turns, what is your reaction gonna be like when you have to do something that you don't want to do in service of the bigger picture? All of these things matter in how you become unbothered in your daily life. Because to me, a lot of this stems from lack of passion and purpose. When I think about where I am specifically right now, certain things that I may have gone through that may be similar to things that I've gone through previously, my reaction is much different. And I'm able to identify that because of the fact that I have grown. So the same thing goes for you. If you are tested with the same situation, how are you going to react differently? Where are you going to choose to expend your energy? Okay. Before, you know, let's say you spent all day stalking, you know, this guy's IG, trying to figure out where he is, what he's doing, what he's doing. All right. Maybe you spend half a day doing it. Okay. This is progress. This is growth. You know, something like that. Figure out where you are expending your energy, because I can guarantee you, you were doing this as a coping mechanism and you should be doing something else. Life goes on. No more wasting it on people who don't want to be in our lives, people that are determined to demonize us, people that have fixed opinions on us and we want to change it, but we can't. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care more than I'm cared for. I don't care what this individual's opinion of me is. I know who I am. I know what it is that I would and wouldn't do. I know. My friends know. People that actually matter, they know. And that's on that. So you always want to operate from a place of understanding and tap into your passion and your purpose in order to be unbothered in your everyday life. So angels, that is the end of this video. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. Let me know what other suggestions you guys have in the comment section below. Again, thank you guys so much for all my new subscribers. We are on the road to 200K. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you angels in my next video. Mwah.